Actually, it's 6:30. That one's a bit slow. I'll call the meeting to order. We'll just go through the agenda. Item number one, minutes of the meeting held on the 3rd of August. Everyone happy that I signed the minutes?
Aye.
Just grab a pen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you.
Cheers. Item number two, apologies.
No apologies, leader.
Thank you very much. And item number three, councillor question time.
There are none this time.
And item number four, proposal from the cabinet member, which is A, and the resources portfolio. So over to councillor Cook.
Thank you very much, leader. I asked cabinet to note the progress made during quarter one in the delivery of the council's priorities and performance as set out in appendices 1 and 2. The Corporate Business Plan 2021 to 2024 sets out the Council's priorities and the key actions to deliver them. Now, at the end of quarter one, and I would say that these papers have actually already gone to a couple of scrutiny committees. The one who hasn't seen them yet is Resources, but I look forward to seeing them again. But at the end of quarter one, of the 35 projects and actions due for delivery, 6% have been completed, 88% are on target to be completed, 3% are not yet due for action, 3% have slipped slightly. That is one, and is to do with the revising and refreshing the local plan. It's less than 3 months behind schedule, and so catching up should be doable, eminently doable. Now, in terms of the key performance indicators, the KPIs, at the end of quarter one, out of 24 KPIs, key performance indicators, 63% show performance above target, that's almost two-thirds, 29% show performance on target, and 8% show performance below target. That is two items. One is on the economy and concerns the turnaround time for land charge searches. Search results, I would say, are dependent on information from the county council, and there has been resourcing issues in that area. Also, there were some issues with the land charges software, which impacted performance, but happily this is now largely resolved. So we're looking forward to the county council issue being sorted out, and we should be back on track on that one. But it's important to know, if it's not working, then why not? And we need to look at it as soon as possible and see what we can do to get it back on track. The other one, I would say, is to do with the council, and it's the days taken to process housing benefit and council tax. Claims, I should add. Now, due to a recent turnover of staff, which you can't legislate for, at the busiest time, so staff going at the busiest time, agency support is being used to clear this backlog. So the whole year average can remain on target. So that's the action now being taken in order to resolve that issue there. There are also, as you'll see in the papers, various and the summary documents, all the good things, excellent things, there have been successes going on in quarter one, and they're in the papers, have been seen, of course, by two of these scrutiny committees already. And therefore, I ask cabinet to note it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cook. Anybody any comments? Are you happy to receive the report?
Yes.
Thank you very much,
thank
members.
You.
That's great, thank you very much. That's the end of the meeting, I'm afraid. Sorry there wasn't much for you, Jeremy.